listener production.
Afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. The Save UTAS campus group is calling on the university to apologise to ratepayers. They say UTAS deliberately let the taxpayer-funded Sandy Bay campus fall into a state of disrepair. The comments from spokesperson Pam Sharp come following a supposedly leaked document showing a $100 million maintenance backlog. Ms Sharp is saying the uni neglected the campus to justify its move to the inner city. However, the uni's David Clerk says the document had been publicly available since 2019 and the campus disrepair is due to the way unis are funded. Hobart house prices have bucked the national trend, growing through June after 2 months of declines. The PropTrack data shows an increase of 0.26%. The median home value is now $696,000. We've had a couple of years to get used to it, but there might still be confusion on what can and can't be claimed on tax while working from home. So we've gone straight to the top and asked ATO Assistant Commissioner Tim Lowe for a bit of help.
If you've been working from home, we've got the easy and simple 80 cents per hour shortcut method. All you need to do is work out the number of hours you work from home, multiply that by 80 cents per hour.
The PM has touched down in Paris for a chat with the French President. Anthony Albanese last week announcing he'd scored an invitation to catch up with Emmanuel Macron. Both countries keen to move on after the previous government tore up a $90 billion sub-deal with the French. And whoops, our Defence Force has picked up on an issue impacting the Guardian-class patrol boats Australia sent to Pacific Island nations. The system involves a potential fault in the exhaust system. NBL 1 and whether Shana Thompson hits the court with the Hobart Chargers tonight remains to be seen. The team's due to play the Dandenong Rangers, but coach Dwayne Davey says it'll be a last-minute call after she suffered an injury during training.
She'll be a game-time decision for this week as well, so not great timing. But yeah, it was literally the first touch of the ball for her on the Monday night at practice and copped a ball on the end of the finger and went the wrong way.
Listener.